Hey, we appreciate the service thus far tonight. Just asked you to pray for us for a minute. We might be able to get ourselves out of the way. I appreciate what's already been said and done. Third chapter of the book of St. John. It's a wonderful chapter. Most everybody knows this chapter. Or maybe most everybody knows of the chapter. They've heard a lot of the words. I do appreciate everything been said and done in the service tonight. We're going to start with the first verse. I'm probably going to skip around a little. I'm not going to read that much, I don't think. All together. Said there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, We speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Now, that's all I'm going to read, I think, tonight. I'm probably a little more than I figured I would. Wonderful scripture. Wonderful scripture. Well-known scripture for the most part. We got just a little bit of a thought tonight. I was thinking as they was singing here tonight, and they had run across some songs, and Garrett led that song about being a child of the King. Now, the writer says here, that being John, in that the first part of this chapter, that Jesus had spoke unto Nicodemus, which was a ruler of the Jews. He was a Pharisee, but he didn't know a lot. He didn't understand how the kingdom of God works. The scripture says, and I'm going to read this in the third verse, he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." You know, that's pretty straightforward. That's pretty straight. Nicodemus said, "We know that thou art a man come from God, for no other man can do these miracles except thou." They was many Christ, even in that day. They was men themselves that claimed to be Christ, claimed to be Jesus Christ. And a lot of things, and they were things that followed Jesus because they were witnesses and evidence that he was the true Son of God. Now, I don't know. I'll be quite frank with you. I've got too many things going in one sense of the way, but I'm going to try to settle down for just a minute. You say, preacher, there's more in here than I can preach in a month. They most certainly are. Any other preacher? There's things, my friend, the Bible teaches us, and it teaches us in this chapter, my friend, about light and darkness. You cannot see the kingdom of God unless you be born again. You cannot. You cannot be a partaker of the kingdom of God except that you be born again. Preacher, we know that, but do we believe it? Do we exercise it? Do we put it to the test? It does not surprise me tonight, brethren, that there's church members all over this land, my friend, that has not been born again. They cannot see the kingdom. They cannot feel the kingdom. They cannot benefit from the kingdom of God because they're blind and they're in darkness tonight. They have no light. Brethren, it takes light to see what God's got for you. Yes, it does. Woo! Yes, it does. You cannot bask in the light of Jesus unless you've been born again. No other way. No other way. Preacher, you go out and settle down. A lot more than you think. But brethren, it takes the light, does it not? Brethren, and light overcomes darkness. When the light's turned on, brethren, you can see things tonight. Nicodemus didn't know what he was talking about, did he? Asked him, said, how in the world can an old man enter into his mother's womb the second time? He didn't understand. Folks, there's a lot of people running around this world today that says they've got it. They've got it. And they've got the works of darkness. Brethren, it don't add up tonight. We hear all the time, well, Jesus didn't condemn me. He didn't come to condemn you. I read it to you. He didn't come to condemn. Brethren, he come to save tonight. Yes, he did. If you're in darkness, you're already condemned. One writer says, if your heart condemned you, you're condemned already. Is that not right? Preacher, my heart don't condemn me. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. You cannot be a child of the King
You cannot wear the royal apparel, my friend, and live like the devil tonight. Woo! Preacher, there's something wrong with you. I want you to know something. Jesus is the light. He is. John, the first chapter. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the same was in the beginning with God. There was not anything made that was not made by Him. Brethren, I don't care what the scientists say. My friend, God made it all tonight. I believe that by faith. Don't you? By faith. In beginning. Can I look at something right quick? Who created the heavens and the earth? Who? Who? Muhammad? I'm just going, preacher, you need to get on all this. Listen, we're living, whether we had accepted or not tonight, we're living in a world filled with people that are in darkness. They have not seen, nor will they ever, unless they get born again, they'll never taste of the kingdom of God. No, they won't. I do believe the thief on the cross, my friend, I believe that he tasted. But he did not taste it until Jesus finished the work, my friend. What did John preach? Repent. Did he not? Repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Yes, sir. There's a lot of them come around because they was going to make mockery out of John. And he said, who? Who hath warned you? Generation of vipers. Huh? Who hath warned you? Brethren, they was in darkness. Light never come until Jesus completed the work. You say, preacher, you said Jesus is the light. He is. I'm not going to contradict the Bible. I'm not going to contradict myself. Jesus is the light. He said, I go away. He said, I am the light of the world. Yes, sir. Brethren, there's no darkness in light tonight. No, they're not. They don't dwell together. I tell you what one writer said. I'll finish with Jesus in a minute. One writer said that bitter water and sweet water cannot come out of the same fountain. Preacher, you mad at us? Not a bit. Listen. I am the light of the world. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He went on to tell them, he said, I go away. Is that what he said? I go away. He says, now ye are the light of the world. That's what he said. That's what he told them. Brethren, the church of the living God is the light of this world. And they ain't no darkness in her. Preacher, you just said Jesus was the light. Stick with me. Now, the church is the light. Stick with me. Brethren, we don't abide by ourselves. No, sir. Our power and our strength does not come from us. It comes from Him. Brethren, He's the head of the body, which is the church. He's the light. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Did you hear that? And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He ain't talking about the Apostle John. He's talking about John the Baptist that come out of the wilderness. Didn't look like much, didn't eat much. But he come preaching. Repent. Did he not? Listen. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. Listen. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. I'm going to tell you. Well, I ain't. Let me go on. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Listen. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Born again. Glory! And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory as the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of Him and cried, saying, this was He of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. Now, there's not anything that can be declared, nor anything that can be revealed, unless there is light. You reveal nothing in darkness. He come that you might come out of darkness into his glorious light. Listen, he did not, I've already said, he didn't come in this world to condemn the world. He tells you. We hear it all the time. We see it all the time. But brethren, John 3:16 is not the only verse in the Bible. If you really want to know the truth, John 3:3 is just as important, if not more. Preacher, I won't have that. Most folks don't. God did come into this world. He sent his Son. Huh? That them that believe upon him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You will never, ever have everlasting life without first getting born again. No way around it. No other way. It makes no difference what your social status is. It makes no difference how much money you got in your pocket. Brethren, it makes no difference if you don't own one red cent in this world. If you make it to the kingdom of God, if you make it to heaven, brethren, you will be born again. No other way. And I'll say this. Once you get born again, you come out of darkness. Preacher, I don't know about that. I do. This book will tell you. This scripture will tell you. Brethren, Jesus Christ came into this world that we might have life. And that we might have it more abundantly. Brethren, greater things, he said in one place, greater things can you do than these. Why? Brethren, we're in the kingdom of God, that's why. Can I tell you something? I ain't no pauper. I ain't no beggar. No, sir. I used to be a beggar. Once I was clothed in the rags of my sin, wretched and poor, lost, lonely within. Glory! Do you know why people are not getting born again? Brethren, they ain't never been lost tonight. You ain't gonna have that either. It's the truth. Writer of this song says, lost, lonely within. This man knowed something. He did. He knowed something. Brethren, if you're lost, if you don't know the Lord as your personal Savior, I don't care how good you live, folks, the lake of fire's gonna be your destiny. I don't preach at my friend with any joy or shout in me. Preacher, you act like it's one of them things. It is one of them things. You ought not want to go. You ought not want to be numbered in that number. You ought to have a desire, my friend, to get out of the hole you're in. Yes, sir. Lost, lonely within, but with wondrous compassion, the King of all kings, in pity and love, took me under his wing. Did you hear that? This ain't Bible, it's a song. But that's exactly what he done. Did he not? You know what David said in his day? He said, he brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and he put my feet, thank God, on a rock. Glory! And he put a song in my mouth, even praise unto my God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm a child of the King. Woo! His royal blood now flows in my veins. And I, who was wretched and poor, now can sing. Praise God. Praise God. I'm a child of the King. Woo! That ought to make you shout tonight. Glory! That ought to shed some light, brethren, in your life tonight. Preacher, I don't feel like no child of the King. Well, I'm going to say this. I've been criticized for doing so, but I'm going to say this. You can't go on your feelings all the time. They might be a day that I don't feel so spry. It might be a day, Crafton, that I'm feeling a little gloomy. Might be. Listen, that doesn't mean I'm not a child of the King. No, it don't. He don't do away with me just because I don't feel good. Huh? That particular day. Now listen, y'all sung it pretty good. You know what you done? You sung like you was a child of the King. Huh? I'm not going to get into the rest of that. Heir of God, joint heir with Jesus Christ. That's what I am. Preacher, how'd you get that? I got born again. Born again. Free from sin. Happy. Night and day. You can be. You can be. Can't you, Bruce? Huh? All night long. Glory! Woo! Y'all know what y'all sung after that? That song y'all didn't think y'all knowed. Jesus came one day and washed my sins away. Huh? Heaven is my goal. Huh? Folks, heaven is my goal. Now I'm going to tell you something. You ain't going because you're goody two shoes. You're not. You're not going, my friend, because your name's such and such. I done told you. You can't even see the kingdom of God except you be born again. Jesus washed my sins away. You couldn't do it. There ain't a cleanser in this world that'll do for you what the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ will do. Not a one. What did he tell them there in the Old Testament? He said, wash you with fuller soap. Yes, sir. Make you white. He wanted them to be clean. And you know who the fuller soap is? It's Jesus. Yes, sir. That's how you get washed. Born again. Free from sin. Happy. Night and day. I'm glad and free since He pardoned me. Heaven is my goal. You're not going, except the blood has been applied. You're not going. Nicodemus, you must be born again. Y'all have heard that. Y'all have heard it preached down through the years, time and time and time again. You cannot see the kingdom of God. Preacher, the kingdom of God ain't here. I beg to differ with you. How can you stand up here and sing that you're a child of a king if you're not in the kingdom? Tell me. Preacher, I'm wanting to be. I ain't going to get it. Heaven is my goal. I am free and whole since His love divine touched this heart of mine. Heaven is my goal. Beautiful song. Oh, what joy is mine on the glory line. Heaven is my goal. Nothing now I fear. He is always near. Heaven is my goal. Going to be the message tonight. I am nowhere near finished. I would to God that we'd open our eyes tonight. But did you know I understand what it is to be in darkness. Don't you? I understand. I believe with all my heart, my friend, that if it took His blood for Peter to be saved, then it takes His blood for Randy to be saved. Amen. Amen. And it'll take His blood for as ever how many there is that comes after. It'll take His blood. Preacher, I don't understand. I'd go down, but I don't know what to pray. Join the crowd. That's the best thing you got going for you. You don't know. Yeah. And we don't, Crafton. We don't. I cannot tell you. Outside of a few little words that I remember saying, I asked the Lord to save me. Outside of that, I can't tell you one thing. Huh? I can't. Not one thing. I can tell you two things. I went down lost, I come up saved. Glory! Preacher, it don't work that way. Well, it did to me. I believe it will for you. Born again. You must be. You ain't one of His. Not one of His. Not one of His. That's got to be an awful feeling. It was for me. When I realized, you might say, well, preacher, that's the first time the Lord ever talked to me. The Lord spoke to me, my friend, the first time I went in the house of God. Now, I can't tell you what all was going on, but I can tell you one thing. I knowed He was doing something. I didn't understand. I didn't. But He convicted me. Yes, He did. He convicted me. I, the night that I went into the house of God and I left and went home, brethren, I thought that preacher was a madman. He didn't know what he was talking about. I couldn't tell you one word he said. But I laid my head on my pillow that night and I was in literal torment. And I didn't know why at that time. But I was in torment. Yes, sir. Something I needed, I didn't have. Nicodemus. Now, it does not give record. Does not give record in this scripture here, whether Nicodemus believed him and believed on him or whatever. It doesn't give it. But what it does do is when Christ was crucified, Nicodemus went with Joseph to get his body. Yeah. I just happened to believe, my friend, he had been pondering on what he had heard. Huh? He told him, this flesh is born of flesh. That is born of flesh is flesh. But that is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. That's what that Bible teaches. That's what Jesus Christ came in this world to do, is to give salvation to me and you. We, Gene, could not save ourselves. None of us. And it still works that way. I hope you got something out of the message.